Go down here a little bit. There we go. Hey, good morning. It's the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Yes, I know it's 7:11 a.m. It was a late night last night. It's always a late night, isn't it? I use that as an excuse. I do. I use it a lot. Anyway, 5 a.m. Master Scrum here. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach, and this is our 359th episode. And here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way so that you can deliver good value product to your customer in a way that's lean so you can go home. And Amir, hello, good morning. And to get home decent time to your family, have some fun along the way, and not work yourself crazy. So with that, the reason why I was a little late is trying to figure out what to put it because my page was actually blank. Excuse me. And it was late night last night because I'll be honest with you, I have I wish I could complain stuff on. Hi. If you have any questions on Agile, Amir's on and he says hello. I'll say hello back. I didn't have that much stuff on my list. I haven't really sat down and I have to read some more books or get some ideas and people ask me questions. I can always talk about stuff, but I don't want to talk about what I do normally. Though I will say something I do when I coach people, because I've been coaching a couple of people and I brought one more person on. So most of my free stuff is taken up right now. And I want to coach them and spend some time with them and get them going. A lot of them are new people. Some people have done it a few times. Doing good today. Thank you. When I coach people, I try to get people to not only know Scrum and do the ceremonies, but think in a very agile manner, right? So that when you do stuff, everything comes out agile. And one of the things I had an experience yesterday with an unknown boss, and I predicted exactly what would happen with my fellow agile coaches. I said, this was going to happen. It's going to be this. And I'm telling them all, I don't want to do this. And I told them all in advance, this is what's going to roll out. And it rolled out exactly the way I predicted, because they probably all looked at me, oh, Greg, you're all, you know, whatever, to the point. We wanted to do something, and I like to produce things in a very agile-like way. I provide pieces, and I'm looking for feedback on what is going on. And if you don't provide me the feedback, I don't finish the work. I go off and do something else. This is, I gave it to you. Don't give me the feedback. I need the feedback, and I'll put it together, but you got to let me know what you want. You can't just say, oh, that's nice. I said, well, that's nice. Okay, great. I'll go do something else, because apparently you didn't say, can we have it tomorrow, right? Or hopefully not tomorrow, because it depends what stage it's at. But it was really funny. People who complain about other at people. I don't know what that is. Hide that one. Yeah. They want to know. They want to have stuff like tomorrow. I'm like, that's not what I estimated. And I see so many managers make that mistake, where they try to estimate for somebody else. And in my entire career as a program manager, project manager, this is why Scrum works for me and Agile works for me. I never estimated for somebody else to do the work. I always asked them what they think the estimate would be. And I went and maybe I'd negotiate and make sure they covered everything. And then, then I would let them know, right? And then I would say, okay, fine. I'll take your estimate. We'll use it. But I would never estimate for somebody because they were the ones doing the work and they would tell me. But still, so many people in even a bad management waterfall world still do that today. They estimate for somebody else. They make a commitment for somebody else and then they expect and get on someone's case to get it delivered. And it's just not the way to work in an agile environment. So that was my complaint mode. Okay, so what I had yesterday, I had some questions. How do I pick, I'm a new Scrum Master. How do I pick a Scrum class? How do I pick a CSM? I'm going to stick with the CSM, but one of the two things I would look at If I'm a new one, I'm going to Scrum Master. Your first class is just an introduction class. You're going to learn about Scrum, a lot of practice exercise. It's a really good class. Either pick a PSM or a CSM. So PSM is from scrum.org. CSM is from Scrum Alliance. I like Scrum Alliance because they have meetings. They're more neighborhood oriented. PSM is not very neighborhood oriented. CSM and Scrum Alliance built all these little Scrum conferences around the world that you can go to. So I kind of like that. If I'm going to pay $100 a year to renew my cert or whatever, I'm going to do one where I can interact with other Scrum people over time. PSM doesn't have that. But if I'm paying $100, I just feel like I'm better member of community. So I prefer the CSM. So with that, I had the CSM. Now, what do? You go on the Scrum Alliance website. You find a course. You look around. In this case, I had a young lady from India. And I want to make sure I know who I recommended. So when I did this, so I went in the CSM. I looked for courses. Everything's online right now. And I want to write this lady's name. And I hope I spell it right. Patel. So I went online and looked for a class in India. Everything's online. So you can take stuff here in the States, whatever works for you, no matter where you're in the world. And kind of looked around for CSM class. And then one of the people that's kind of stuck out for me was this Apeksha. Apeksha Patel. And on her thing, she said she was one of the first women CSTs in India. And I'm like, this would be an interesting course just to meet her, to see what she drove to, how she presents the class. You don't always get that. If it was in person, I would do different things on how these classes go. But it was very interesting. So I find the class that looks like in the right time frame, a couple of them that might be. Then I go on LinkedIn and I look at the instructor. I see what their personality is like. What have they done before? Are they posting stuff out in the community? Are they active? Do they seem like they've done some stuff and try to move the needle? Or is it just someone who's teaching a class that has not moved the needle at all, has not produced any documentation, any videos, anything, right? If they haven't done any of that, don't take their class, right? You want someone who's been out there in the world and been around and been known for a while. So those are my things for how to pick a class. And I shared that with the person. I gave a link and everything for the class that they have. And they can have different times. But with this online virtual, there's a lot of people out there you can take the class. So we're going to do it this way. When they start opening in class trainings, I will share more about how to pick some people and who's out there. But, you know, if it was in person, I would take a Ken's. If I've had the money, I'd go to Ken Swaber or Jeff Sutherland and take one of their courses. I mean, it would be nice. But here's the thing. It'll be why I drew this journey chart. So this is like you're on your journey for your Agile world. So you took a little a PSM or CSM class. You're going to learn and apply it, but then you're going to want more. And there's lots of classes out there. So I wouldn't go crazy nuts about who I got my CSM or PSM for because there's so many avenues to do it. Don't stress yourself about where you take that first class. There's a CSM 1 and a PSM 1 and there's a PSM 2 and so on. The one thing I would say, don't bother taking the safe CSM class if it's your first class. I'd rather have people take pure Scrum Master stuff without all the extra overhead that SAFe brings to the table, right? I'd rather you just be, how do I be a Scrum Master? Because you can take that into the SAFe world. If you get a SAFe job, then take a SAFe class. Take the SA class. If you want to take a certified Scrum Master and SAFe, go ahead and do that. But I would definitely just take the pure Scrum Master course. So that's what I had to offer about starting out as a new Scrum Master, what certification to take. There's lots of certifications out there, but I would only go with those two houses. It's either scrum.org or Scrum Alliance. Sorry, that's what I would recommend. Anything else, they're not there yet. And then the last thing, just from a new person. And one thing, and COVID's terrible, but it's one thing about COVID that's really nice is these meetups. When I was first Scrum at, when I was first learning about Scrum, I spent a year, to be honest with you, attending Agile Philly meetings and things like that. And I wanted to learn what Scrum was about, how they think, what they do, what's their life in the offices. The beautiful thing, if you are on an intensive journey to learn about Scrum, take as many meetups as you can. One of the beautiful things is that you go on there and you can search, and there's meetups all around the country right now, and it's all virtual because they can't do it in person. So you can absorb a ton of stuff in a very short amount of time and really intensively understand and get a feeling for what Scrum and Agile are about in different aspects of the world pretty damn quickly. I didn't have that. It would do what I can, what you can do in a month would take you a year or so in the past. So my other recommendation is join up meetups. Go on there, go say meetup Agile, right? Go search in Google or something. That's what I did the other day, helping one of my my coachees, and we found a meetup that was local too. So definitely join the local meetups, but then don't hesitate to join one in San Francisco, one on the East Coast, one in India, one over, you know, I talked to some people in Egypt and Saudi Arabia. So don't hesitate to stretch it out. Go in Europe, go join some groups. I think I did a couple UK ones. Been trying to do New Zealand one, like there was one last night, but I couldn't. My alarm went off. I said, I can't do it because it was 2 a.m. in the morning. I just couldn't do it. Wasn't going to happen. I wanted to, but I was dead tired. I have to go to bed early if I want to do a 2 a.m. show. Anyway, take care. Have a great day. Take it easy. Go look around. See what's out there. Spend some time. And remember, just because you join these meetups, you don't have to go all the time. Say you can't make it, but don't RSVP unless you can go, right? Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't go because you're too busy. I got life too, and you just can't make it. With that, have a great day. Ring the little bell if you like our topics and discussion points. And I wish you the best today. All right. Take care. Bye. See ya.